This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Broke people tips. This was trending on Twitter a couple days ago, and we just don't like to be trending, so we let it die down.
And then we're like, we jump on.
Yeah, as soon as that fervor dies down, Steve, let's grab that broke people tips thing. Throw it on our show. Hey, if you want to know what happened on Twitter last week, listen to tomorrow's exactly. Slacker and Steve.
That's how cutting edge
this show is. Woo! We're still trying to figure out our login to Twitter, so we don't really know what's going on.
I know, it's sad.
So this is what we want. It's basically your little frugal things that you did when you were struggling.
And we've all been there.
I mean, some of these things, I was there, but I never took it to this level. Cutting open a toothpaste tube never occurred to me.
I haven't either. I just keep rolling it tighter and harder, but just snip it. Makes more sense.
I'm telling you.
Go from the other side.
I think we should have a competition.
See who can get tighter roll on it.
Because I hate my family. My family is like, they squish a little bit and they're squishing from the center or whatever. And
no!
Then I'll walk into my kitchen and open up the thing and I see a tube of toothpaste in the trash can. And I'm like, who put that in there?
Right. You could get like more weeks worth.
A month.
They used to make a special little key that would help you roll the end of.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like the key you'd open sardine cans
with. Yeah, kind of like that. They would do it for your toothpaste.
Brilliant.
I know. So you can get every little morsel out of it.
But I mean, you and I have failed, bud.
Yeah, because
if we had cut it open. Then you just kind of. Oh.
Do you remember Aquafresh? You ever snipped open one of those tubes? Because each color of paste
is
separated.
Is it like Neapolitan ice?
Yes, yeah.
So that's why I stopped getting Aquafresh, because I was a broke person and I needed broke people tips. And when you start squeezing it too much, you end up only getting like one color.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So it's like, and you're just getting the red and you're like, oh.
I could have just got
the
close
red
up.
Is just, yeah. You're like, Aquafresh is good. I need a little mixture. I should have cut it open. Next broke people tip, ask for extra napkins when you go to fast food restaurants, or just grab extra napkins.
And then just hoard them. Yeah.
Put them at home.
I hoard straws like that because I don't drink. I don't use a straw out of fast food cups and stuff.
You don't?
There's no reason to, because they're not rewashed or anything. It's not like they were dirty.
This is really your thing?
I will. So
you'll
take
put
the
your
lid
mouth
off and drink
on the
from
plastic.
The cup, and I'll take the straw intact and I'll put it in a bag. I have one of those big freezer bags. It's just packed full of these straws. I know. I have no use for them.
Do you need some money?
I'll just bring them in for free.
Do you know how much?
Oh, I'm not hoarding it because I'm. I'll just drink. I don't need a straw to drink.
So the reason people use a straw is not because you think your glass, in my opinion, is dirty from not being washed.
Yep.
It's dirty from the server touching it.
That too.
Even your plastic cup, dude, it stands to reason somebody grabbed that and put.
And you're right.
You should always use a straw.
Because that's my biggest pet peeve is when the server brings me a beverage and hands it to me and their fingers
are all on the top
or my mouth's about to go.
You just ruined everything. I can't put my mouth anywhere on that.
I need to even use straws for the paper cup.
They say save money by showering together.
Bad idea. Dumb. Because one of you, it's just going to take longer.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, you may save like a nickel, but it just takes longer. And neither of you are that clean.
The broke people tip that I've used at many times in my life, even when I'm not broke, like when my internet service provider breaks down, I will drive to a McDonald's and just sit in their parking lot.
Oh, and just off of there. Oh, that's actually not bad.
You just got to drive to a business that has free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Sometimes Starbucks. But when you're sitting out in front of a Starbucks, it's weird how much less stalkery you look sitting out in front of a McDonald's than you do. Because I don't know. Because there's people that sit outside of a Starbucks and you can tell they're starting to call the authorities because you're like, I'm just sitting in a Tacoma.
Oh,
you're
looking suspicious
with
now.
A laptop on my lap. Like,
oh, okay.
And
I see that.
Like, yeah. So
another tip I have, what has to do with fast food, and I brought this up the other day.
If you bring up that one about paying it forward, I swear.
Yeah, because you don't have any
go
money.
Ahead.
This works. So you go to your drive-thru, order your food, pull up to where you're supposed to pay. When they say, hey, it's like $8, just go, oh, I thought we're doing the pay it forward thing. I thought they paid for me. My fault. My bad. And then they'll just give you the food, and then you just go for free. Yeah.
So we're looking for broke people tips that don't suck or defraud companies.
You're not stealing. You're not stealing. They said it's okay.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read one, and I think this might work, and I might actually try it.
Okay.
This is a broke person tip. If you have a nice shirt that's missing a button, donate it to Goodwill, then wait a week and go buy it back from Goodwill for $1.25.
Because they would have replaced the button?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to hope someone, no one's going to else buy that shirt.
Well, what if one of the employees goes, this is sweet. Are they allowed to buy it? Because it like, you know, if you're putting one of your good Express MX shirts out there.
And I have.
I mean, $1.25. Can't you just put so a damn button on yourself?
Do you think the staff there goes through and grabs what they
want? I would.
The good stuff first and then put the not as good stuff out.
Yes.
That's actually a good idea. That way you get a free button.
Free button?
Yeah.
But do you think they care? Do you think they put, do they search out another 1MX button or does it all of a sudden just have this?
That.
Got a banana button in the middle of your Express shirt.
I see that.
Another tip, broke person tip, saran wrap your paper plates and then you'll have a plate forever.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So you get stuff on it. You can wipe it off.
How much is saran? Now I've got to go out and buy saran wrap. How much is that going?
Oh, yeah. Because then, can you wash that?
Well, you found a way. You always wash out your
baggies.
Oh, I
wash my Ziploc bags.
Yeah, you always rewash
your
bags.
Or just label your Ziploc bags, this had a pepper in it, and then just keep using it with peppers. Ta-da! Because why would you have to clean it out? You know, we had a pepper in it before. Oh, look, I cut a green pepper, put it in my fridge, use the rest of it. That's my green pepper bag. Then I put a green pepper in it the next time.
Doesn't it have old remnants from the old green peppers, though?
Well, it was fresh. The Ziploc bag kept the pepper fresh in the bag.
Is that helps you sleep, man?
It helps people eat green peppers at my house. Is this made from a Ziploc bag, green pepper?
Yes.
Yes, it is. All right, so this is what we're going to do. If you were really poor, or even if you just got fun little tips on what to do. We've got a bunch more involving duct tape and ramen and such.
Wow.
But we want to hear your broke people tips. Jen.
Yay.
Yay. Broke people tips.
So my mother-in-law found out that whatever granola bar she buys from the grocery store, that you save like 2 or 3 cents per bar if you buy the box instead of the bars separately.
Oh.
So what she does is she buys the entire box. And then she goes back and returns all of the bars separately and profits the 20 or 30 cents.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
Most of those things, when you buy the box, the things in size, not for individual sale.
Yep.
But granola bars don't say it.
I'm not really sure. This is just what she was telling me. And, you know, she's telling me like it's going to fund my next vacation.
Who's got time for that?
That's actually kind of smart.
How much gas does it take? This is my mom. She's like, I got the ads from Lucky's and Safeway. And she's like, I'm going to drive all over. I'm like, what? No.
How much gas are you burning to save that 13 cents?
Hey, good news, though. Oh, God, I am a terrible person. Never mind.
Why? What happened?
My parents got in a wreck on their way to Lucky's, so now they're only going to Safeway.
Okay.
They did. There's an overpass on the way to Lucky's, and they crashed.
Oh, man.
And so now it's like, Lucky's is on the other side of town. I'm like, told ya. Stop driving all the ads. Just go.
Just go to Safeway.
Just be done with it. Oh, my God. Thank you for the call and the shady
that
people tip.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. Christy?
Yes. Hello.
Yo. Hello. What's your broke people tip?
When I was a single mom, I was actually going to McDonald's. Every Monday, they had a 25-cent hamburger day, 35-cent cheeseburger, and I would just stock up for the week, and that's what I ate for the week.
Oh, my God. You would just let them get, like, would you refrigerate them? What'd you do with them?
Well, yeah, you have to refrigerate them. Oh, that'd be disgusting.
Oh, so you would just, okay.
You'd buy a gross
I'd
of them that day.
Buy a bunch of them and microwave them all week. That was my dinner.
That's not bad.
They didn't
either.
Have a limit because a lot of stores when they're like, you know, Lay's corn limit 8 because it's like 8 for a dollar, but they'd let you buy as many as you wanted.
Nope. I think it was like a 10 limit at the time. So you buy 10 hamburgers, 10 cheeseburgers and
you
were good to go.
And then drive to a different McDonald's and buy 10 more.
Right. That's actually smart.
I don't think they do that anymore. You shut down that whole promotion, Christy. Thanks for nothing. Alyssa.
Yay.
Yay.
Broke people tips.
So So I've been doing it for a while, and to make your milk last, you put a little bit of water in it.
Oh, that's, I think Slacker's family used to have to do that too. It's like skim milk.
I still kind of do that because I'm a broke college student, but that's what I do.
As a person who stands across from a milk connoisseur,
I know
that is insulting. That's like buying, I bought a Rothschild wine, but I got too many people coming over. I'm going to cut it.
With water.
Yes. Yeah. It's like getting baby powder out when you're having a cocaine party. Yes. Thank you for the call, Alyssa.
You got to do what you got to do, but I can't do that one.
You can't.
No.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it never really.
It doesn't.
They don't mix.
You're right. It's like they're trying.
You've tried to thin it out, but you. Yeah. Marcus.
Yay.
Broke people tips.
I walked into a museum backwards through the exit.
Okay. Wait.
What? What is
because
that?
They think that he's leaving, but he's actually going in. They don't charge you. Right. They don't charge you.
We just went really slow and we're looking around and we took a step backward, another step backward, and we walked all the way to the beginning of the museum and then went through the whole thing.
That's not bad. That's actually pretty good.
It takes commitment, but I love everything about that one.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.